Giving a family a school voucher doesn't guarantee a child a better education. We're about to hear how Milwaukee's African-American community has been struggling with this. The city has the nation's longest-running publicly funded voucher program, and for 27 years, it's targeted children who otherwise could not afford the tuition at a private or religious school. NPR's Ed team has been looking into vouchers, and Claudio Sanchez has our next report.
Milwaukee's $202 million parental choice program is either a beacon of hope for poor children or a failed experiment. To figure out which is closer to the truth, we set out to visit a few voucher schools, starting with Texas Pufkin Christian Academy and its founder, Texas Pufkin.
We don't let people from the media in our buildings.
Why?
Because I just don't feel like I need to talk to reporters.
For good reason. Of the 121 private and religious schools in the voucher program here, this is the lowest performing. Okay, 5 minutes, Bufkin says. Finally, I'll give you 5 minutes. Texas Bufkin Christian Academy has operated for 16 years. It occupies an old, drab building that once housed a nursing home for the blind. The narrow hallways are lined with half-empty boxes. The lighting is poor. The school enrolls only 94 students, pre-K to 12th grade. It's one of two for-profit schools in the voucher program.
You know, God has things for us to do, each and every one of us. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, it is to be an educator. It is to bring some hope.
All the students here are African American. All have a voucher worth up to $7,900. But the school's latest scores on state tests show that not a single student, zero, is at grade level. Not in math, not in reading, science, or social studies. The reason? Texas Bufkin's daughter, Nicole, who helps run the school, says most of the students they take in arrive 4 to 6 years behind.
The child who's, like, not a great student, who's not in criminal trouble, that a child who's just falling through the cracks, they may not be going to Harvard, they may not be going to Yale, but we're the people who are the net, and we're catching them.
Still, it's a bit of a mystery why the school has been allowed to remain in the voucher program, given its dismal academic record. Turns out, the state can and has shut down voucher schools for health, safety, and financial reasons, but not because they were failing academically. It's how the voucher law was written. Howard Fuller, one of the architects of the law, agrees. Some voucher schools are doing no better than the worst public schools. Fuller should know he's a former superintendent of the Milwaukee Public Schools, but he insists that for nearly 28,000 kids, a third of the city's total student population, vouchers are a lifeline.
There are thousands of children whose lives are much better today because they were able to access better schools than they would have had if the voucher program had not existed.
Fuller's support for vouchers is pretty straightforward.
I don't believe that we should have an America where only those of us with money have the ability to choose.
But that's the thing. Vouchers here have simply not had the impact on students' overall academic performance that many predicted.
My argument with Dr. Fuller was that if school choice became the law of the land in Wisconsin, the Catholic community would use the opening to, in essence, save the Catholic schools.
Many schools today rely so heavily on vouchers they wouldn't exist without them, says Harris.
If you set up a Christian academy and your main interest is to get 100 children to improve your economic status using Christianity as the draw to exploit a person's beliefs for your own private gain, education is secondary.
Harris was one of the original plaintiffs who back in the 1990s sued the state in a failed effort to block vouchers. To this day, he and other black leaders in Milwaukee believe that the push for vouchers was not entirely about rescuing poor children.
The agenda was to undermine public trust in public education in order to get to where they are now. Many of those families are convinced that public education is the problem. They don't understand that the problem is bigger than the school system.
Joblessness, crime, and Milwaukee's poverty rates are among the highest in the nation. Vouchers don't address any of this, says Harris. As a prominent member of the NAACP, that's why he says he supports the group's call for a moratorium on charters and vouchers.
That's absurd. What the hell are we talking about here, man? The NAACP don't represent all black people.
Again, Howard Fuller.
There's thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of black parents who are going to exercise the best option for their children, and they don't care what the NAACP says.
Voucher proponents say they want to weed out the lowest performing voucher schools and build support for the best ones, like St. Marcus, a Lutheran school just north of downtown.
So right now we're just leaving the school.
Henry Tyson runs St. Marcus. This morning he's on his way to pick up a little boy who can't get to school because his mom's car broke down. The boy's name is Jeremiah.
A boarded up house on the right, a lot of trash in the streets. This is a tough, tough neighborhood right here that Jeremiah lives in.
Tyson says there are many Jeremiahs at St. Marcus, where 9 out of 10 students receive a voucher to help cover the $8,500 tuition.
He loves school, just stacked with talent. And this, of course, is one of the great tragedies in a city like this. How do you give kids a vision for their future?
Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.
Next week, the White House is expected to release an education budget request that increases spending for voucher programs. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos is a big supporter of these programs.
I'm a firm believer that parents should be empowered to choose the learning environment that's best for each of their individual children.
She spoke of school choice and vouchers during her confirmation hearing earlier this year.
If a school is troubled or unsafe or not a good fit for a child, perhaps they have a special need that's going unmet, we should support a parent's right to enroll their child in a high-quality alternative.
But do voucher programs really provide high-quality alternatives? NPR's Ed team found that it's hard to prove whether vouchers will brighten a child's academic prospects.
Part of the problem is that it's hard to separate the performance of a school from the selection of its students. Many private schools have an application process for students and stricter discipline codes, and private schools tend to enroll fewer students with disabilities.
Another big challenge, many of the studies rely solely on test scores, which provide an incomplete picture of why families might choose a school, such as safety or a smaller class size.
So while it can be hard to determine whether school choice and voucher programs are working, most studies have not found much evidence that students benefit academically from these programs. In some cases, there may be a slight benefit. In other cases, just the opposite.
For more on school vouchers, head over to npr.org/ed.